This season, commercial fishermen in Bristol Bay saw a significant increase in the price paid for sockeye. For the past couple of years, the base price was $1 a pound, but this year the base price jumped up to $1.50 a pound. One of the keenest observers of the salmon markets is fisheries economist Gunnar Knapp with the University of Alaska's Institute of Social and Economic Research.
This price increase is great news for Bristol Bay fishermen. It's hugely significant. It's a 50% jump over last year. Even more amazing, I think, is that this reported price is more than three times as high as the price was 12 years ago. So if you think what an incredible turnaround that is for the Bristol Bay sockeye fishery in that time, it's really great news, especially, although of course it's a factor, it's great news, especially given that the catch was disappointing and lower than last year.
This year's sockeye run to Bristol Bay will likely end up at just over 23 million fish, which is about 3 million short of the preseason forecast. Some observers believe the price increase is due to a short supply of sockeye salmon products and the overall strength in the world's salmon markets. However, another factor that could be at play specifically in regards to Bristol Bay is the higher quality of the overall salmon pack. For generations, Bristol Bay suffered with a poor quality reputation because of the way the fish were caught and handled. That reputation has been significantly changed in recent years, as many fishermen, processors, and customers have essentially been demanding quality improvements, including chilling more fish at the point of harvest and stopping bad handling practices by both fishermen and the processing sector. UAA's Gunnar Knapp says Bristol Bay's new reputation for producing high-quality fish has allowed for market expansion.
The improved quality is critical to being able to produce new kinds of products for new markets where that quality is essential. And those new markets in particular for frozen fillets are another critical reason, contributing reason to why you're seeing such strong demand and prices.
While the sockeye issue might be a significant factor, Knapp says it's not the only factor at play in setting a base price for Bristol Bay sockeye. He says the larger salmon markets are strong, and that's putting upward pressure on sockeye prices.
When you look at prices this year, you have to start with the fact that all global salmon markets are much stronger this year than they were last year. It's driven by very strong salmon demand worldwide, and in particular, strong demand for farmed Atlantic salmon, which is leading to very high farmed Atlantic salmon prices at the moment. Well, what does that have to do with Bristol Bay? What it has to do with Bristol Bay is that sockeye does compete in certain markets with this farmed Atlantic salmon, and when your competitor's price gets higher, then you can charge a higher price, and so that is a major helpful factor.
So far, the known equation to come up with a base sockeye price in Bristol Bay includes the higher quality of the fish being caught and processed, and the strong markets for salmon. But that's apparently not the only factor in play. KDLG News has been hearing speculation that some of the 50-cent increase in the base price is due to the decision by Silver Bay Seafoods to enter the Bristol Bay market in a big way next year. Knapp says that might indeed be something the existing processors considered.
Clearly, the main thing driving the Bristol Bay prices we've seen this year and the strong base price is, in fact, the strong sockeye market conditions. But I think that it's a clear possibility that another factor in the way things are playing out this year is that there's a major new processor that's going to be entering the Bristol Bay processing next year, and that major new processor is going to be looking for a lot of fishermen to fish for them. And so I'm guessing that part of what we're seeing with this high base price is the processors that are currently in the bay are trying to send a message to their fishermen that they're good partners, that they should stick with them. And I'm guessing that the existing processors are hoping that fishermen are going to think twice about leaving a processor who's just paid them a really good price.
The recently announced base price of $1.50 a pound for Bristol Bay sockeye does not include bonuses for things like chilling, bleeding, or using tools like the salmon slide. It also does not include the commonly used production bonuses paid by some processors to reward their high-producing fishermen. In Dillingham, I'm Mike Mason.